This is Sam, and you're listening to the Pub Trivia Group Podcast. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Pub Trivia Group Podcast. This is Sam. Thank you for playing my game. Thank you for joining me for game number 87. Happy New Year. I took last week off to enjoy some family time, so we never actually got to say goodbye to the 2023 trivia season, but it's officially our first episode of the 2024 season. Our fourth season of this podcast, if that matters at all. I don't know, it's not going to be different or anything. But hey, it was while, kind of at a family and friend little gathering, I was visiting with some friends and learned of a random connection I have with two of you out there who have been playing along in your car, specifically on your drive into Minneapolis to enjoy some musical theater with some of my friends, Chelsea, Rachel, and Natalie. So, Casey and Nicole, I extend a big shout-out to you. Small world, thank you for listening. It doesn't happen that often where I realize that I have a real-world connection with some of you out there, but I think that's happened like three times, and it's always kind of cool to hear about. So, thank you for sharing that with them, and then they shared it with me. That was cool. Anyway, I got three rounds for you today. We got movie links. We got common initials by request. And then I have another game of common initials by request. All right, let's get at it. Round number one, movie links. You know how this one works. I have a list of five films, and each of these five films stars a common actor or actress. I will give you the year, plus two additional details about each film as clues. And then by including that common link makes this whole thing like a puzzle, because once you figure out that common actor or actress, you're gonna have a better shot of guessing the correct answer. So for this reason, we'll go over those clues a second time. Anyway, you need to guess the title of each film and then the actor or actress who appeared in all five. All right, let's do this. Film number one, 1986. In this film, the future of humanity depends on a duo from San Dimas, California. The film has inspired two sequels, one in 1991 and the other in 2020. All right, film number two, 1994. This action film was a box office success and positively received by critics, where it holds a 95% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. But still, there are some inaccuracies, as proven in a 2009 episode of MythBusters, in which they examined a scene from this film in which a vehicle jumped a large gap in the freeway. Apparently that wouldn't work. Also, according to a 2019 article by GQ, while the leading actress returned for the 1997 sequel, the leading actor backed out, which led to the studio Fox not working with him again for a decade. All right, film number three, 1999. This film inspired a popular phrase, which implies people can choose to become aware of and accept harsh and often difficult truths. On the other hand, people can also choose to remain blissfully ignorant. The film spawned a media franchise, which saw two sequels and an animated anthology, all which were released in 2003, plus another sequel, which was released in 2021. Film number four, 2000. This comedic film was loosely based on a 1987 union-led strike. Of retired actor Gene Hackman's final 10 films, a 2023 article by MovieWeb ranked this one to be number 8 of 10. And number 5, 2014. The plot revolves around a man seeking to avenge his dog. The film also inspired a larger media franchise, already having multiple sequels and a Peacock miniseries. In addition, this June, a spin-off titled Ballerina is scheduled for release. All right, went over those once. I'm going to go over those again. See if you get the link. Here goes. Film number one, 1986. In this film, the future of humanity depends on a duo from San Dimas, California. The film has inspired two sequels, one in 1991 and the other in 2020. All right, film number two, 1994. This action film was a box office success and positively received by critics, where it holds a 95% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. But still, there are some inaccuracies, as proven in a 2009 episode of MythBusters, in which they examined a scene from this film in which a vehicle jumped a large gap in the freeway. Apparently, that wouldn't work. Also, according to a 2019 article by GQ, while the leading actress returned for the 1997 sequel, the leading actor backed out, which led to the studio Fox not working with him again for a decade. All right, film number three, 1999. This film inspired a popular phrase which implies people can choose to become aware of and accept harsh and often difficult truths. On the other hand, people can also choose to remain blissfully ignorant. The film spawned a media franchise, which saw two sequels and an animated anthology, all which were released in 2003, plus another sequel, which was released in 2021. Film number four, 2000. This comedic film was loosely based on a 1987 union-led strike. Of retired actor Gene Hackman's final 10 films, a 2023 article by MovieWeb ranked this one to be number 8 of 10. And number 5, 2014. The plot revolves around a man seeking to avenge his dog. The film also inspired a larger media franchise, already having multiple sequels and a Peacock miniseries. In addition, this June, a spin-off titled Ballerina is scheduled for release. All right. Pause now, rewind if you need to think about these some more. I'm going to be going over those answers. All right, film number one, 1989, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Film number two, 1994, Speed. Number three, 1999, The Matrix. Film number four, 2000, The Replacements. And film number five, 2014, John Wick. The common actor, Keanu Reeves. All right, that was round number one, movie links. Coming up, we got round number two, common initials. All right, round number two, common initials. This round goes out to the newlyweds, Hafsa and Umair. Sounds like you discovered this game during one of your first big road trips and you've kept coming back. It's an honor. Thank you. And thank you for reaching out on Facebook. And anyway, here's your favorite round, common initials. So I got 10 short answer items below, each sharing a common pair of initials. And today's initials are SW. So here goes. Item number one. Following the success of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, Activision also published a 2001 game for the PlayStation 2, Game Boy Color, and Game Boy Advance, which starred this athlete. So you tell me the athlete. All right, number two. This solution primarily consists of sodium chloride dissolved in a compound formed by two hydrogen atoms and one oxygen atom. All right, number three. Until recently, this theme park chain heavily marketed performers with the stage name of Shamu. All right, number four, this is the only player to have completed a career Golden Slam in both singles and doubles. All right, number five, in 1976, this Michigan-born musician released one of his signature songs, Isn't She Lovely? All right, number six, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, 728,000 and more of these people are employed in this profession within the United States, where they typically work within healthcare, schools, child welfare, and human service agencies, as well as other settings. What profession am I talking about? All right, number seven. Despite not having experienced a theatrical release since 2019, Fandom recently ranked this as their top film franchise of 2023. All right, number eight. In 1986, this Birmingham-born musician released the chart-topping song, Higher Love. Number nine, this phrase is used to describe a rushed event which may lack the sufficient consent required for a valid marriage and could constitute grounds for an annulment. And number 10, this American city is nicknamed the Emerald City. All right, pause now if you need more time. I'm going to go over those again, but then I'm going to reveal the answers. All right, let's do this. Number one, following the success of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, Activision also published a 2001 game for the PlayStation 2, Game Boy Color, and Game Boy Advance, which starred this athlete. That athlete, Shaun White, who I guess in 2008 he started his own video game franchise, Shaun White Snowboarding. I think I had Shaun White Pro Snowboarder for the Game Boy Advance back in the day. Pretty sure I did. All right, anyway, number two. This solution primarily consists of sodium chloride dissolved in a compound formed by two hydrogen atoms and one oxygen atom. Okay, this question was an example of a history teacher calling his science teacher friend to make a really simple question as complicated as possible, but it's not that complicated. I am talking about salt water. All right, number three. Until recently, this theme park chain heavily marketed performers who had the stage name of Shamu. All right, Shamu and Orca. We're talking about SeaWorld. All right, number four. This is the only player to have completed a career Golden Slam in both singles and doubles. That is Serena Williams. All right, number five, in 1976, this Michigan-born musician released one of his signature songs, Isn't She Lovely? All right, that musician, Stevie Wonder. All right, number six, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, 728,000 plus people are employed within this profession within the United States, where they typically work within healthcare, schools, child welfare, and human service agencies, as well as other settings. Okay, a big shout out to these important people. Social workers. Shout out Mom. Mom is a social worker. Shout out to her and all our colleagues in Dane County. And thank you to just all social workers out there. All right, number seven. Despite not having experienced a theatrical release since 2019, Fandom recently ranked this as their top film franchise of 2023. All right, we are talking about Star Wars. All right, number eight, in 1986, this Birmingham-born musician released the chart-topping song, Higher Love. Okay, that is Steve Winwood. All right, number nine. This phrase is used to describe a rushed event which may lack the sufficient consent required for a valid marriage and could constitute grounds for an annulment. All right, I am talking about a shotgun wedding. And number 10, this American city is nicknamed the Emerald City. All right, that is Seattle, Washington. Seattle, Washington, inspired by the newlyweds, Hafsa and Umair. Hope you're enjoying Seattle. I've been there once. It's gorgeous. A lot of fun. Hope you're enjoying your time over there. All right, anyway, that was round number two, common initials. Coming up, we got round number three, common initials again. All right, round number three, common initials again. This is by request. Why not? So this round goes out to a fellow Minnesotan, Ashley. Thank you for listening and playing along with your husband, Eric. Here's your favorite round by request. I think an episode or two ago, I played one of Eric's favorite rounds by request. So this is your favorite round. You know how it works because you just played round number two. I have 10 short answer items below, each sharing a common pair of initials. But for this round, the initials are FM. FM. All right, let's do this. Number one, this band's name is a combination of the last names of founding members, Mick and John. All right, number two, I found this one interesting. This term, used in the field of psychology, describes someone who willingly or unwittingly works for an abusive person, enabling their manipulative actions. The term is inspired by characters from The Wizard of Oz, despite it not actually being the real name of the characters. All right, number three. Notable works by this author and artist include Sin City and 300, as well as significant contributions to the Batman and Daredevil catalogs. All right, number four, this British musician was the subject of a 2018 biopic. Number five, several real-life soccer teams have admitted to using this video game series for scouting and recruiting. The series has been around since 2004. What is the name of the series? And I apologize to any American non-soccer fans for this one. All right, number six. This economic term refers to a system in which the forces of supply and demand dictate prices, quantities produced, and the allocation of resources. Number seven. Sometimes called an act of God or act of nature clause, this legal term is used to describe unforeseeable circumstances which would prevent someone from fulfilling a contract, such as a natural disaster. All right, number eight. This Celtic punk band formed in LA in 1995 has a catalog of songs which includes Drunken Lullabies, Devil's Dance Floor, What's Left of the Flag, and If I Ever Leave This World Alive. All right, number nine. This occurs approximately every 29 and a half days. Popular folklore might suggest this can affect human behavior. However, scientists have found no evidence. And number 10, set in Sheffield in 1997, this comedic film was advertised as, quote, the year's most revealing comedy. It received rave reviews upon its release and earned 4 Academy Award nominations, including a nomination for Best Picture. All right, you know the drill. Pause now if you need more time. I'm going to go over those again, but then I'm going to go over those answers. All right, let's go. All right, number 1. This band's name is a combination of the last names of the founding members, Mick and John. All right, that is Fleetwood Mac. I believe that is my dad's favorite band. I love Fleetwood Mac. They're great. All right, number 2. This is the one I found interesting. All right, number 2. This term, used in the field of psychology, describes someone who willingly or unwittingly works for an abusive person, enabling their manipulative actions. The term is inspired by characters from The Wizard of Oz, despite it not actually being the real name of those characters. All right, the actual characters, I believe, are the winged monkeys, but this term, flying monkeys, which is what I would have called them too, had I not just looked up this trivia question. I always thought they were just called the flying monkeys. Apparently they are winged monkeys. Anyway, flying monkeys, the answer. Number 3. Notable works by this author and artist include Sin City and 300, as well as significant contributions to the Batman and Daredevil catalogs. All right, I am talking about Frank Miller. You know me, the Batman nerd. I love The Dark Knight Returns. My dream, okay, I want Michael Keaton to reprise his role as Batman in a live-action adaptation of The Dark Knight Returns. That would be so awesome. He'd be perfect for it. Okay, one of you out there has probably got some sway. Make it happen. Do what you can to make that happen. All right, number 4. This British musician was the subject of a 2018 biopic. Okay, I think pretty much everyone has been the subject of a biopic at one point or another, but this time I'm referring to Freddie Mercury. All right, number 5. Several real-life soccer teams have admitted to using this video game series for scouting and recruiting. The series has been around since 2004. What is the name of the series? Yeah, so we're not talking about FIFA. We are talking about Football Manager. All right, number 6. This economic term refers to a system in which the forces of supply and demand dictate prices, quantities produced, and the allocation of resources. That would be free market. All right, number 7, sometimes called an act of God or act of nature clause, this legal term is used to describe unforeseeable circumstances which would prevent someone from fulfilling a contract, such as a natural disaster. Okay, I remember this being used a lot around the COVID era, because that was a big, you know, unforeseeable event. That would be force majeure. All right, number 8. This Celtic punk band formed in LA in 1995 and has a catalog of songs which includes Drunken Lullabies, Devil's Dance Floor, What's Left of the Flag, and If I Ever Leave This World Alive. All right, that would be Flogging Molly. All right, number 9. This occurs approximately every 29 and a half days. Popular folklore might suggest this can affect human behavior. However, scientists have found no evidence. Well, scientists, you've clearly never spent a decade in a middle school, because I 100% disagree with you on this one. I am talking about a full moon. Full moon, number 9. All right, number 10. Set in Sheffield, This 1997 comedic film was advertised as, quote, the year's most revealing comedy. The film received rave reviews and earned 4 Academy Award nominations, including a nomination for Best Picture. All right, this is a wonderful film. I never would have thought that a film about male strippers would be so, like, heartfelt. It is The Full Monty. Really good film. Picked this item, of course, because we heard of the unfortunate passing of Tom Wilkinson, who starred in the film. Rest in peace. And I, you know, as you do when someone dies, you browse their Wikipedia page, and I learned some things. He also played Carmine Falcone in Batman Begins, which, it's on record, I'm a huge Batman fan. I can't believe I did not make that connection between two movies that I just absolutely love. And then also, apparently, there was a follow-up TV series for The Full Monty, which is on Hulu in the United States and Disney Plus elsewhere. So I'm going to have to watch that. But yeah, The Full Monty. All right, that is all I have for today. Just a reminder, if you like the show, please subscribe, rate, and review. That does help build my audience a lot. I've had some positive feedback lately. Keep it coming. I want to grow this show to the point where I can justify maybe doing an extra episode every week. So please subscribe, rate, and review. And then, yeah, give me a follow on social media at Pub Trivia Group, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all linked in the show notes. Though I will say I did give up Twitter for my New Year's resolution. We'll see how long that lasts. I will check it from time to time. I just don't have it on my phone anymore. But Facebook especially, that is where we put out the invites to play live trivia. I don't have a date for the next live trivia game set up. I'm being honest, the holidays took a lot out of me. So we'll get that next one scheduled. We'll get that next one announced so that people can play along. I look forward to those. They are the highlight of my month. So I definitely want to get one of those on the books for January. Anyway, again, that's all I got for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for playing along. Thank you for just being part of this hobby of mine. I appreciate it. Here's to 2024. Peace out and pot on, you nerds.